6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning to you, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush, on a Friday here on Early Break on the Tickets. Nick Sainert's one last day filling in for Jake Sorensen as he flies back from Hawaii later on today. Gets the nice buffer weekend to get reacclimated to the time zone, guys. And he'll be back on Monday. But we got a good show lined up for you guys on Friday. Good morning, Sip and Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Swim.
How are we doing on a Friday?
We're locked in.
Locked in
for Friday. This is Friday.
Yes,
we made it through the week. We did all five shows, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always what we always do.
Pretty much.
Always do.
Pretty much.
I mean, you like I said, over the last whatever we've been here 2+ years,
almost three,
like,
right?
Like actual almost. Well, it'll be now we're like at
two and a half,
right? 2.5. I mean, for one of us actually missing the show between you and me, probably 3 or 4.
Doesn't happen.
Actually missed the show doesn't happen. There's been a couple times where we've been separated. I had to bring the piano out from a distance.
Yeah.
The piano from a distance had to come out. But
I think your attendance has been particularly strong. I did miss after Wichita.
Yeah.
I had the food issue.
It was real. But you want to, like I said, you've brought this up that you have to do the show in-house. It's so much better.
I believe that.
Yeah. When you get to see people face-to-face, I think that's a good deal.
I believe that.
Yeah. I don't operate well the other way. Some people do. I told you, there's remarkable people that can do it. I listen to other shows,
right,
and they're like, and they're 40 states apart, and I listen to it, and I have no idea they're 40 states apart. It sounds like they're sitting right next to you. My wife will even be like, hold it. You're telling me that guy's in Arizona? And that guy's in Nashville.
Really?
I'm like, yeah. I go, and you can't tell the difference. And the show doesn't tell the difference.
No.
Like that, I just can't do it separate. So they're like the ones, people that do things remote, I applaud them for having that skill set.
They can't fist pound remote.
Yeah, we can't.
They can't dust buster.
Can't dust buster.
That was probably the highlight. Looking back
on the
5 days, that was the highlight of the week.
Fist pounded me.
Either way.
Highlight of the week was dust buster.
I was so like, startled by your fist pound.
Canister of dust that was being sprinkled around Midwest Bank.
For the 144
for vacuums that were given away.
Who else but Shindy would have a canister of dust?
Yes, and a dust man.
That somebody else, Scaper, chimes in and says, what about for the highlight of the week, the quote, the Knicks will never win a game in this series. People are bringing it up. People remember it.
That's great.
Celtics, best team ever. Best Celtics team ever.
Alex was not
that's awesome.
My
How much did they win the East by? Well, they didn't win the East. They didn't win the division.
Well, it's because they ran into the best Cavs team of all time.
Hey, Alex was not taking my calls yesterday.
Alex, I'm going to say this, Alex, real quick. You brought this one on yourself. When you make the bold statements, if you want to make them, if you want to get out there, if you want to get there over your skis, you got to hit. You got to hit.
The other highlight of the week. The other highlight of the week could have certainly been when we were in the middle of a segment on Wednesday, and Sip looks up from his phone and goes, "We forgot Sean." In the middle of our conversation, in the middle of our conversation, you have no idea how this is going to affect
me. The best part was, you have no idea this is going to affect my day. That was the part that was gold.
Yeah, just we're in the middle of a pretty good conversation. And Sip just goes, "We forgot Sean."
Yeah.
In the middle, of a conversation. There was also the food poisoning debacle with the chicken.
That was a debacle.
This week. We made that. There was one more thing that I was... Sip talking about Trey Taylor, or rather not talking about Trey Taylor.
And then somebody said it was the worst segment in ticket history.
Yes.
God, that's a bad designation to have.
It was.
That's a look at you.
And you're
over
right
there.
Right at the top of it.
Look at you over there.
What?
With the energy drink.
Yeah. The Welch's grape energy drink.
Ooh. Storm chaser.
Ooh.
He's a storm chaser. We do not have a chit chat yet.
We are.
Yeah, please do some.
Do you have something? Because I have something as well.
I have some, a little bit like that. I've not told Sipple this, that I'll be whisking out a little early today because I'm en route to Arthur, Nebraska.
What?
To be the, what's the word for the first graduation speaker?
The commencement speaker.
You're the commencement speaker? That's an honor.
It's very cool to be asked. Candace asked me to come out and do that.
That's an honor.
So whisking out today out
Who's
there to Arthur like that. What's that?
Who's Candace?
She has a cattle ranch out there, 30,000 acres.
Whoa.
Just imagine all of a sudden, like, going, we'll just walk to the other side of the ranch. Well, it would, but it's gonna take us 9 hours to get there. 9 hours.
Sun up to sundown.
Sun up to sundown. Yes, you need a lot of
four wheelers.
So Candace is so nice. So I'm staying in Arthur tonight, which will be incredible. So you get to Ogallala and you just whip north into the Sandhills.
How long of a drive?
True face window time, like right at no without stopping that just the true driving time is over 5.
How far are you from getting a private jet right now?
Well, a long ways financially. Wanting to have one, no, but financially it's going to be a lot. That's one thing when you dip your toe in. The difference when you are a private jet person.
How long before we're going to hear about you? Well, I'm taking the jet.
A long time.
The best
like
part
never.
Is emotionally, I'm there.
Yes.
Financially, I'm not.
I'm very there. That would happen quite often in recruiting where you'd end up being on a private plane for something.
You did that.
And when you'd get off, your car was parked by the plane. Mm-hmm. You'd just get off and get out. Maybe like, hello, Mr. Bush. Here's your... And it was like... And then when you do that a couple times, your life changes.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you're back in the middle seat on Southwest Airlines heading to heading to Topeka. You know, it's like, oh wow, this is a lot different right here. This is a lot different.
Got a connection in Chicago.
And there you don't go through any metal detector or anything. And the place we'd fly out of all the time in Louisiana was such a cool, be like being at Duncan Aviation or some aviation place here, but they just have, you know, everything you want. Hey, you want a coffee? You want little packs of cookies? They have all these little things that are just when you get. I always get there early, and I would just relax in one of those nice chairs and talk to one of the pilots. Where are we heading? What are we doing? Yeah. You know, like that?
One time is all I've done. One time.
Better
I think,
times.
I think.
Whoa! What'd you do? What'd you fly private
for? It was a Journal Star situation where we flew actually to a Colorado game because one of our photographers had access to a private jet. Ted Kirk is his name. And I don't know why, we just decided we're going to take the private jet to the Colorado game and then fly right back. Yeah. And it was really interesting because you just went to a road game, then flew back and wrote. Like, it's like, whoa. So Anyway, that's that. Do you have a good speech prepared?
I have a. I've done
this
a lot
is not
of prep work.
This is not one you wing.
Graduation makes you nervous. This makes you nervous. You got grandparents. You got parents. Mm-hmm. You got kids. You
can't wing it.
And also, you've seen and heard of a lot of flops. You have like, oh wow, that did not go well, or that did not go over that good.
Don't flop.
Yeah, so I don't want. Thank you.
If you need
Thanks,
help.
Steve. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey,
don't be a fool.
Me.
Don't mess up.
Don't be a fool.
Call me tomorrow.
So as much as I've been, I've just dabbled in the Sandhills. I'm going to be right in the heart of it. I might bust up to Hyannis tonight or something.
I just dabbled in the Sandhills.
See what's going on in Hyannis.
You're not dabbling now.
No, you're in the middle of
you're
it.
You're going in.
I'm going in there.
You wear boots.
I have boots.
Are you wearing boots?
I'm probably not in the drive. I don't want to have boots for the drive.
For the speech.
I might.
When in Rome.
Yes, exactly.
How about dungarees?
I have dungarees packed. Dungarees are packed. You're using my word now, I see. It's dungarees. Yes, so I have those.
Have your dungarees.
I have dungarees packed.
And shiny boots.
Not really shiny. They're just
don't
boots.
Have to be.
No, they're just boots. So we'll see.
The population of Arthur is
120.
That is right. Going to be doubled this weekend?
Oh, I would imagine so.
With graduation?
Certain things
at least
you need
doubled?
To know. Population, yes. Do you know the mayor?
No, I'm going to meet the mayor, though.
Find that out.
I'm going to meet
name
the mayor.
Of mayor.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever been to Arthur?
No.
Anybody on the text line ever been to Arthur?
Somebody did say, Les, you have to go to... The
bunkhouse. That's where I'm dining at tonight.
Okay, cool. They
said go
to the bunkhouse.
Have somebody to go with.
Yes. What's that? Yes.
People. Candace.
Yes.
Yeah, it says.
Well, Candace is married and has a husband.
I know.
And kids
I'm not
and
suggesting
stuff.
It's a date.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
It's a get to know you.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is. There it is. Yeah, it says go to the bunkhouse in
Joan.
Arthur. It's the best place to eat.
She's a woman.
This texter says, last time I was at the bunkhouse in Arthur, the older cowboys inside brought their plates up to the kitchen so the waitress didn't have to clean their table.
Now, does this sound like a place?
Noted.
Does this sound like a place? I mean,
the older cowboys.
I want you to think about that. The cowboys, instead of having Fran have to come over and get the plates. No, we'll handle this. Don't worry about this.
The older cowboys.
Help
I wonder
the younger
what the line of distinction is.
Yes,
on
what
that,
is that thing?
Are we older cowboys?
I think it's 49.
Okay.
I think 49 is
so
the
we're
line.
Older cowboys.
Yes. Yeah, we're older cowboys right now.
Jay in Colorado says, Bill, Highway 2 between Hyannis and Mullen is the prettiest country I've ever seen.
Really?
So,
that's right out there in the wheelhouse.
Are you
going
to be out that way?
Close to it.
Hyannis.
We have people that know Candace and Darren. Mm. We have people tell Candace nice. And Darren hi from Henry and Lindsay. Great people in a beautiful part of the state.
How about that?
That's incredible.
That,
well,
Lindsay?
Also, the reason
Lindsay?
The
Henry
reason this
and
is
Lindsay.
All happening is because Candace and her husband are breakers. They're breakers. They listen from the ranch.
Why are they listening to us?
What would it be? Would they have a tie to the... What state would it be that they have a connection to? What state would it be? Yes, that's
you
how the whole...
You'd be listening to a show out that way.
They drive one way 40 miles to school.
Whoa.
One way. So imagine just getting in your car and bussing over to... heading over to Omaha North every day. It's what it's like. That's basically what it's like.
That'd be brutal.
That's a lot.
A lot of miles on your car. But yeah. They're used to it, and Candace and Darren got it down.
No, they knock it out of the park. I'm very excited about it.
Henry and Lindsay.
Henry on the text line was the one that texted in.
Lindsay.
Tell Candace and Darren hi from Henry
Does
and Lindsay.
Does anyone know the menu from the bunkhouse?
Yeah, bunkhouse menu.
Yes. Can anybody get a screenshot of that?
Somebody said that they have photos of the people that live in the town of Arthur on the table. They're taped to the tables.
That's great. So they walk in. Hey, who just walked in? Hang on. There's Bob and Susie.
Yeah,
there they are.
It's like in Seinfeld when Kramer wants to put up pictures of everybody in the apartment building.
Get to know everybody.
Get to know everybody. Okay, I'm sitting at Jim's table today.
I'd like to know. I'd like to bring someone in and just maybe it's the bartender. Just say, name them all. Can you name the entire town? If they walked in one by one, could you do it? People in that town that could do it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Rod and Kathy.
I hope they're all represented. Yeah. That's the issue. Like, what if you went in and you weren't represented?
How old do you have to be on the tables?
Yeah. That'd be another good question. I love it. I just hope they have the traditional. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun,
will they have that?
Dun, dun, dun.
Will they have that?
I hope so.
Well, they'll
be that's one of the things you just love. They come walking in. Dun, 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 dun.
Will that be piped dun, in, or dun, would that dun, be a band?
I don't know. I hope it's here's probably the issue. They only have 9 seniors.
So
the band might be probably like, okay, the band is also walking in at the same time. If a guy walks in with a tuba playing that would be incredible. If they walked in playing an instrument doing the graduation song, that would be incredible.
That would be. It's possible you're going to see that, so get ready for that.
We have been sent a picture of the menu from the bunkhouse. So what are we looking for? Like a good appetizer to start off?
Why wouldn't you get an appetizer?
All right, so
you want to get an appetizer.
You can get a sampler. You can pick 3 appetizers for $18. They got jalapeno poppers, onion rings, cheese sticks, mini tacos.
Ooh, they're frying some stuff in grease. Yeah. I like that.
Sounds like
For entrees,
you might want to skip the appetizer.
Yeah, I don't think. Also, the trio. Yeah, give me the $18.
Give me a sampler.
3 tacos. And also, I'm just gonna say, I'm not getting a taco in Arthur.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not doing that. I'm sure they're great, but it's gonna be some sort of. I'm going beef.
Okay. What do they got?
So they have a couple of other things for entrees. Swiss mushroom burger. Every cheeseburger you could think of. Bacon, double cheeseburgers, hamburgers, crispy chicken, spicy chicken, Phillies, grilled cheese, chicken fried steak. There you have it.
Grilled cheese.
So
I'm saying the chicken fried steak. I'm gonna bet. Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I bet there's gravy on it, the white gravy.
Uh-huh. Do that for dinner?
I don't know. It's not really quite dinner, but I don't know. I'm just gonna talk. Here's the part you want to think. The menu's pretty elaborate, right? So if you get a chance, if the breakers are out there, Google the bunkhouse in Arthur, because it looks ridiculously cool. Mm-hmm. It's a town of 120. The menu of that in a town of 120. Mm-hmm. That is remarkable. Arthur is strong.
Yeah. So what time are you gonna be there?
What's that?
What time is your dinner?
That I don't know. That is TBA. That's no, we don't have that. There's nothing said on that. There's nothing.
People want to see you.
They want to see it.
That's awesome. I have one piece of idle chit chat.
Your shirt.
Okay.
Interesting green.
The random T-shirt.
The random interesting green.
Looks like you borrowed Young Ben's shirt.
Does it really? That's a problem.
Yeah. Well,
it's an interesting green.
Ben wore some V-necks.
It's a forest green. How is it an interesting green?
I'm not sure.
I've never owned anything forest green. Not one thing.
You want to know what these are? Yeah. These are something called True Classic T-shirts. And they basically come in a pack of about 10 of them, just a variety of colors. You don't pick your colors. You just get sent colors.
Where do you get them?
Target? Online.
Online?
They're online.
Amazon.com.
No, it was True Classic.
I get all my clothes online.
I get nothing online.
I've never bought anything online.
It's not that I want to, though.
Swim doesn't know, but when Steve, when do we know summer has started? here you go.
Don't
when
do
has
this
summer started? I'm giving you a clue. That's too vague.
Okay.
By my attire. By my attire. What tells you that summer has started?
Yes, I know this. I got this. The very, like, fluorescent shirts.
I wear an orange Carhartt t-shirt or a yellow Carhartt t-shirt.
Fluorescent.
Every day.
Like a magic mark.
When we started up here really soon, right, and that will go to almost end of September, and I wear it every single day.
Orange or green?
Orange or a fluorescent
lime.
Green. Lime, kind of a lime green. It's one of the two.
You look like a big margarita walking around.
Yes. And I have like also,
margarita mix.
People go, how do you stay up with that? Well, I have 8 of them.
Do you?
Yes.
How do you stay up with that?
Buy in bulk.
Buy in bulk.
How do you and they're the stay most, up with that?
It's like a dry fit feeling, but it's a little heavy. It's an incredible shirt. And that's what I'm wearing in the Canada shirt. I have one of those on.
Right.
Yes, I have one of those on.
He's in Canada.
Yeah.
And he sends us a photo of him not smiling and holding up a Canadian flag.
I wasn't upset with Canada at all.
I'll show you the photo. It's a remarkable photo. It's remarkable.
Duke, Chalky took the picture. I was with Duke. It's us
That's
three.
Funny.
We were in Canada.
Made it's our, remarkable.
Just crossed the border.
It's your orange one. It's the orange one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tater says 4.5 hours to Arthur. That is insane unless the food is undeniable. First off, you're going to Arthur for more reasons than just the bunkhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to eat.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Hey, you're not just going to eat with candy.
Yeah. No.
We have somebody has come to my defense. Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas. Has come to my defense. He says, True Classic shirts. I have the same shirts.
They're good.
Nothing wrong with them.
They're nice.
So there you
go. We didn't
it.
Really say anything wrong with the shirt. We were pushing harder at the forest green.
Yeah.
I don't think the
green is a bad look.
It's just not a color that I go with.
Okay. Okay. I feel like it matches the skin tone. Okay.
Huh.
Olive.
Huh.
Not olive. Not olive. But, guys, I do want to mention
Italian.
This just to – I am not. I do want to mention this just to get
Italian.
Just to get your guys' reaction
You're not
on
Italian?
It.
He looks Italian.
Yeah. I would have guessed that, too.
I always thought he was Italian.
Yeah. I can see him drinking Italian wines.
I'm very Czech. I'm very, very always, Czech and very German.
I always just thought of you
have
as like –
You family in Wilbur?
No, close. Dorchester.
Dorchester. Hold on. You know that's where when we talked about the whatchamacallit, marathon. That's where that's where Bailey, the kindergarten teacher,
met her.
You met her at that, and married to Bo, who's the math teacher in Crete.
Big math teacher.
Yes, big math teacher. Strong, stout.
Stout.
Stout, very stout.
Big.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, but they live in Dorchester.
Yeah, my grandparents live right across the street to the, what would that be, east? Of the school.
Heavy Italian population?
No.
Yes.
Heavy Czech population. A lot of kolaches being made in Dorchester.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, verdigris, heavy Czech.
Yeah.
Yeah, verdigris. But I enjoy that about the state of Nebraska. There's quite a tussle over who's the most.
The Czech capital?
Yes, exactly. It's very.
They have Czech days in Wilbur.
Yeah, aware of that. Yes. But there's competition. Like that. There's big competition.
Czech days in Wilbur. And then where else is what's the battle? What's the wrestling match?
What's that?
Verdigris.
Hang on. Ellie's trying to tell us something. She's just trying to lip sync it, so it's not working.
Oh, we can't read lips through. Okay.
Yeah.
Is she not trying to tell us anything? Verdigris. Okay.
What did I say?
I you said verdigris.
Yeah, verdigris.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, verdigris huge.
Yeah, she, you know, Ellie has a couple of whiteboards back there.
But she won't use
plenty
them.
Of markers.
But she won't use
she's
them.
She's trying to yell through a soundproof glass from a production.
Her,
yeah. And I'm trying to.
She was yelling loud.
Yeah, she was yelling very loud.
Because you could hear her.
But, guys.
I've been to the Verdigris celebration. I think it's first. It's early. It's like first week. It's like first weekend in June.
Check.
Yes.
A check celebration.
And I have a photo of myself and other people right outside the, right across from the grocery store. I think it's by the post office, but I know it's right next to the hardware store. They have those cutouts where you can put your head in, and they're in there in check gear. They're in check outfits.
See?
So you can get your photo taken.
See? Verdigris. Doing stuff.
They're doing stuff.
Somebody says Verdigris is actually the kolache capital of the world. Yeah. Wilbur is the Czech capital. Okay, that's kolache days in Verdigris. Thank
kolache
you, Ellie.
Days.
Thank you.
And I've
Thank
been
you.
To kolache days numerous times.
In Verdigris,
yes.
Is that up by where you were from?
It's right by Creighton. It's 8 miles from Creighton.
So all of that is in your area.
Yeah. But I didn't grow up there, but that's a new area for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where's Pender from Creighton?
Hour and 20. It's
away.
Oh,
my God. I always thought Creighton and Pender
not
were
even close.
Linked.
There was never a time it was like, yeah, you guys want to go to Creighton tonight? Never. Never
that's
happened.
Just, okay.
Now we'd go to Waterbury.
Need to consult a map.
Yeah.
That's Idle Chit Chat sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer program this month, and if your name is drawn on May 29th, 200% of your payment, Andrew will double your spend on his dime.
He'll do 201 today.
We'll go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. To sign up. All right, guys, it's Friday. It's my favorite
What do
day
we
of
do?
Week. It's roll call time.
The
sponsored
call.
Sponsored by our friends at
The Roll.
Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah.
Just south of 48th and Holdridge.
Spirit Animal.
Text us your name, age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want to do today, my friend?
Saw an incredible t-shirt last night. It just, we had a conversation at a little event. But favorite Johnny Cash song?
Ooh.
Mine's Ooh. I've Been Everywhere.
You like that one?
I love that one. Yeah, so favorite Johnny Cash song we'd like to know today.
I need to
look up some Johnny Cash songs.
Well, you got Jackson. There's 100 of them.
That's a good one.
It's my, yeah.
You just need to go.
Yeah, you keep going on that for a long time.
All right, so name, age, where you're listening from, and your favorite Johnny Cash song. Here we go. All right, first up, it's Robert, age 49, in Bixby, Oklahoma. Yeah, he says Boy Named Sue is his favorite one.
Oh, I'm telling you what. I'm going to tell you what. Ooh, that's 1A and 1B. I'm telling you, Boy Named Sue is as good as it gets. I'm going to listen to it when I'm driving out to Arthur today.
We have...
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you would have to go today.
Well, didn't we just talk about how he's going to the bunkhouse this afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
I was thinking that...
Yeah. It might not be fully locked in today.
I am locked
in. We have... Excuse me, Connor at Kawasaki says 24 years old, Folsom Prison Blues. How about that from Connor at Kawasaki?
Can't go wrong here.
Live.
We have Wet Blanket.
The Blanket.
In, age 49, westbound Highway 6, Folsom Prison Blues for him as well. Kent, age 61, listening out in North Lincoln. How about this one, The Ring of Fire? Everybody knows that
Gold.
One.
Gold.
Everybody
haven't heard of
knows
it.
That one.
You never heard of Ring of Fire, geez. I about came out of my chair.
We have Matt in Chicago, 24 years old, John Henry's and Hammer.
John Henry's Hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Joe in Boulder, 64 years old, I Walk the Line. We have Dan.
I Walk the Line.
Dan listening from DFW Airport. How about that one? 52 years old, Man in Black for him. Brett from Sergeant Bluff, Iowa.
The Bluff.
Age 41, Hurt by Johnny Cash is his favorite. A couple more. Dirty Tony and the Boys says, what's up? Age 34,
Dirty
Lincoln.
Tony.
And God's Gonna Cut You Down
yes.
is his favorite one there. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, age 49. He says Cocaine Blues.
Mm. Oh, another
cocaine
one.
Cocaine Blues is freaky good.
Oh, it's freaky good.
freaky
Took a
good.
Shot of cocaine and I shut my lady down.
It's really raw.
We have Jane listening in Wahoo, 59 years old, Ring of Fire.
Well, that was in this.
She went with that lyric.
Well, that was the song.
I know
that's the
it
whole
was.
A couple more before we
Shot
get to
my
the
woman down.
Couple
woman
more
down,
before
that's right.
we get to the YouTube stream. GP and Gretna, age 34, One Piece at a Time.
That's a great
yes.
one.
We have Eric and Hickman, Boy Named Sue, and last one from the text line, Big Bird in Columbus says 64 years old, Columbus YMCA, and a Boy Named Sue.
One piece at a time is a conversation about stealing a vehicle out of the factory. It's one piece at a time. And they talk, and it's an incredible song. I also, at my oldest daughter's wedding, when I for the father-daughter dance, I did Johnny Cash, his version of You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, that's
you ever get a chance to Google that?
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, obviously, he's not the originator of that.
Let's not forget about the YouTube stream here, guys. Nels in Montana, what's up? Age 47 from Big Fork, Montana, says Ring of Fire. We have Albert, age 57, in Lincoln. Walk the Line is his. Genghis,
the corn,
62 from Hondo, Texas. He says either Jackson or Ring of Fire. Tanner's chiming in, age 25. We have Mr. Blitzkrieg, 33, riding my bike down 14th Street.
Wait a second.
And he's texting and riding the bike.
That's not safe, but thank you.
Yes, thanks for chiming in. We have Al for NU chiming in, 27 years old, Dodge County. He says, hurt. Bolt says, what's up, age 58, listening from Lincoln Ring of Fire. Two more here from the YouTube stream. Thomas from Hutchinson says, Desperado. And then Jacob, age 23, from a Des Moines hotel, Ain't No Grave.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob there.
From a Des Moines hotel.
Oh. From a Des Moines hotel. So there you have it. So there is your roll call for a Friday, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48th and Holdridge. Thanks for texting in your name, age, where you're listening from, and your favorite Johnny Cash song was the situation today.
A little down on listeners today.
No, I always get made fun of.
Is the show tanking?
I always get made fun of because I mentioned too many
people.
I thought
the show
people.
Was doing well. This is interesting.
She swim. We're kidding.
There was a texter earlier this week that said top 10 show of all time.
Yes. Oh, don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I didn't say it. I retract the statement. I retract the statement.
Jake just heard that.
I retract.
Now we're going to get.
I retract. You have no idea how this is going to affect my day.
Yeah. You have no idea. That's good. We forgot, Sean.
What are we supposed to do in that exact moment? What did you expect me to say?
I don't.
You said, you looked at me and go, we forgot Sean. Oh, well, let's just drop everything. And let's call him.
I think I'm being rebuked right now on air.
Either way, let's get to break. We have plenty more to get to, but we got to stay on time because we'll have we'll have a guest in the studio for Song of the Day as well. Ellie, just as a preface to it, this is Ellie's Song of the Day. We'll get to it eventually.
Ellie's Song of the Day.
But since it's her last
our
day.
Our life will never be the same.
That's
me
right.
Me and Ellie discussed it this morning about 5:48. Had a discussion.
She's staying at the Ticket.
Simple's downplaying it quite
a bit. Yes, it's not the same.
She's not moving to Australia.
Yeah, I know, but here's the deal. You walk right in and put your headset on. You're here a minute early.
Yeah.
That's about 5:59 is when you get here. We all get here early and we talk.
I get here 5:56, by the way.
We have conversation.
Yeah, are you settled now? Yeah. Are you settled? Okay.
Bill gave me glasses.
I was say forgot glasses, the phone charger wasn't working.
Thanks for the glasses, by the way. I appreciate that. You had my back.
You're welcome, Steve.
I've interrupted your band workout, which is dicey to do.
Aging gracefully is next on the Ticket.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.